With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Former Chief U.S. Ag Trade Negotiator Darcy Vetter says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement could soon reach a House vote once a final few details are ironed out. But other trade deals are in the works as well, or should be, that would be game changers for agriculture. Vetter was deeply involved in about 7 years' worth of negotiations that led to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which the U.S. pulled out of in the early days of the Trump administration.
What I think about a lot, though, is what are we doing with Southeast Asia? You know, TPP was designed to make sure we had a foothold in that region as well as with the high-value market of Japan, but I don't yet see a plan for engagement or a thorough negotiation going on with some of the anchor economies in that region, and the population growth and the growth of the middle class there could be a huge opportunity for U.S. farmers, but only if we start forging those relationships now.
Vetter says if President Trump or the next administration changes our stance on trade in Southeast Asia, things could turn around very quickly.
When the CPTPP countries, that is the 11 others that went ahead without us after we left the TPP, when they forged that new agreement, they used the term that they'd left us a parking place and that they hoped that the U.S. would come back into the fold at some point and that they would like to be CSB part of that agreement.
Vetter was speaking at a recent American Bankers Association Ag Bankers Conference in Dallas.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.